Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here, and welcome into today's show. Today's episode, I'm going to share with you the four types of people that will play a role in your life and in your career. And specifically, I'm going to share with you ones that you need to engage with and surround yourself with if you want to have the most rich and fulfilling life possible. And on the alternative, the ones that you need to avoid or limit or know what classification or category they might fall into or who they are in order to avoid them or just to prevent them from having any of the negative or adverse effects that they can on your world, on your relationships, on your finances, on your career, on both sides of that aisle. So we're going to talk about that real quick today. And some of these you may already know. Some of them you're not going to know. But most importantly, I just want to bring some awareness to you on these individuals that we all know who you surround yourself with really does dictate how you think, how you feel, what actions you do or don't take, and ultimately what results you get in your life. Those cliched statements of show me who you surround yourself with and I'll show you what level of success you have, or I'll tell you what your bank account looks like, or I'll tell you what your marriage looks like. Those are true because ultimately what we tune into, what we participate in, what conversations we're around, and what environments we find ourselves in, we often morph and adapt and evolve into those individuals who are influenced by those things. So before we dive in, if you're new to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast, where myself and my guests, we talk about all things mindset, money, and market updates to help you on your march to a million and beyond. Mondays are always my millionaire guests. Wednesdays, my co-host Ryan and I talk about real estate, stock market updates, news, and Fridays is me, off the cuff, talking about something that I know is going to bring more value to your journey of building wealth, not just in your bank account, but in your life, with your family, with your friends, with all aspects of this ecosystem of life that we do need to pay attention to. So if you haven't done so already, be sure to shoot me a text, say what up, say hello. You can hit me up at 844-447-1555. And again, like I said, today's going to be a short one. I just wanted to share about the importance of understanding the people you have in your life now more than ever, because a lot of people are tuning into conversations and things that ultimately aren't being delivered by the people that are going to positively uplift them, influence them, impact them. And so I'm not saying that you need to completely eradicate all people that aren't what I believe is the best person to have in your life, but you need to be aware of who they are and how you might want to classify them so that way you can then engage with them in a way that ultimately serves you instead of hinders you. Because at the end of the day, we are around and exposed to a lot of things. And those things are ultimately, at least what influence us, people and the things they do and the things they say. And I want you to be able to better navigate the crazy and challenging times right now and just be weaponized from the perspective of understanding these four classifications of people and know that you have the ability to interact and engage and distance yourself from or get closer to based on these people being in your world. So with that being said, number one is the VIPs. Everyone knows who these people are. Very important people. Whether that is your husband or your wife, whether that is your best friend, whether that is a rock star in your business, whether this is a mentor or a leader in your life, the VIPs are the people that are true leaders. These are people that empower you, support you, challenge you when they need to, hold you accountable to the standards and expectations you have set for yourself, as well as what they are understanding and know you're capable of. These are individuals that make you better and influence you in a very positive way. They are very important to your growth. They are very important to your career. They are very important to your marriage, to your parenting, to your bank account, and how you maybe invest or take the steps and the actions that you need to get to that next level of your life. These are the true stars, and you know who these people are. I'm sure when I say, you know, VIP, think of one of those people in your life, immediately somebody comes to mind that meets and checks all of those boxes. So having more of those individuals in your life, in your business, is going to make all the difference. I believe that if you could have everybody be a VIP, of course, that would be great, but we just know that's not the truth. There's shitty people around us. There's mediocre people around us. There's semi-badass people around us. There are legendary Hall of Fame people around us, and those are the VIPs. These are few and far between, and they stand out from the crowd. And again, my definition of a VIP might be different than your definition of a VIP, and that's okay. But knowing who these people are that serve fulfilling the goals and the dreams that you have for your own life, you need as many VIPs as you possibly can have around you. Number two is our VTPs. These are very trainable people. These are people that are on the way up. These are people that are looking to grow. These are people that are putting in the work. They may not have the results or the track record or the tenure that maybe some of the VIPs do, but these are people that are trending in that direction. And you want and you need these people in your life. Sometimes they'll be running alongside you and be at similar spots in the journey that you are, but these are people that are going to elevate you, motivate you. These are going to be people that can often adapt and pivot and change based on them wanting a better outcome or to achieve a shared or desired goal or a similar mission. Very trainable people are individuals that are open-minded, that are growth-oriented. And these are phenomenal individuals to have in your business or to collaborate with or to work alongside, as well as just individuals that you want influencing you or bringing different perspectives or value to the table in your personal life. So I like having lots of VTPs in my world because oftentimes those are individuals that ultimately end up being a VIP. Number three is a VNP. And in the climate that we're in right now, as contentious as it is with race, with COVID, with politics, the list goes on and on. The VNPs are what we call the very nice people. Very nice people. And actually, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun here. Your VNP is what I believe is the majority of the world. The majority of the world are nice people. You know, all of the nasty people, all the evil people, all the power-hungry people, all the greedy people, those are individuals that are really a small fraction of the population that make up planet Earth. Most people on planet Earth are what I call the VNPs. They're very nice people. They are not going to change the world, but they're good people. This is ultimately most of who you see and run into on a daily basis. And if you get caught running with these people, the only unfortunate thing is oftentimes you can get caught in mediocrity. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. And there are, in my world, a lot of nice people. But I also know that I have big fucking goals. I got big plans and dreams for my life, for my family. And oftentimes, the very nice people, they are the individuals who often take orders instead of give orders. They are often the people who aren't necessarily leaders, but they're great followers. They're oftentimes the people that can be very synergistic and compliant with your world and your opinions and your universe, but they're not ultimately the people that are going to stress test you and push you outside your comfort zone and force you to grow in a way that serves you at the highest level. So VMPs, I love my VMPs. And if you're one of those people, I'm not talking poorly about you. A VMP can become a VTP and ultimately a VIP. But you're not going to see too many people achieve extraordinary things with their finances, with their business, with their life, if they're really, really nice. You got to be okay with rubbing some people the wrong way, being passionate and purposeful and extremely disciplined and sometimes polarizing. Nice people, you don't see too many nice people transform the way things are done and transcend boundaries and limits. So just be aware of that. I love my nice people, but again, if you're one of those individuals and you want to be a VIP, you're going to have to build up some different qualities and characteristics that allow you to get to that level. Last but not least, where I screwed up earlier in the interview was the VDPs. The VDPs right now are really a little bit louder than maybe they have been before because of all the things that are going on. These are what I call the very draining people. These are toxic people. These are individuals. And again, just because we don't necessarily agree on certain things with a lot of individuals right now doesn't mean they're a very draining person. I can debate with somebody and still like them, still have respect for them. The very draining people are the victims, are the gossipers, are the liars, the cheaters, are the energy vampires. These are the individuals that are toxic. And so understanding who your VIPs are, who your VTPs are, who your VMPs are, who your VDPs are right now in your world, in your ecosystem, is going to help you better navigate what that current landscape looks like, maybe make some necessary changes that you know you need to, maybe engage or lean in or challenge some of those individuals in constructive and positive ways, as well as just allow you to know who to spend your time with, who to limit your time with or exposure to, and who to eliminate altogether. Every single year, I will make a list of who I spent most of my time with. And I'll draw a line down the center of a piece of paper, and I'll put on the left side a plus sign and a multiplication sign, and on the right side I'll put a subtraction sign and a division sign. And ultimately, as I write down all of the people that I spend most of my time with, my goal is to classify them in one of two ways. They're either multipliers and add value to my life, compound value in my life, bring value to my life, uplift me, motivate me, are positive, are self-starters, are growth-minded, are abundance-based, right? And then on the right side, I want to make sure that I'm limiting as many of those subtractors, those people who divide my thinking, my efforts, my energy, who bring me down, who just don't make me feel good. And this is a great way to take it one layer deeper. And as you identify who those people are, on both sides of that category, right? Then you can label them a VIP, a VTP, a VNP, or a VDP. But being aware, as much as you are in your environment, as you are about the people in your environment, extremely important to going out and having massive success. Again, wealth, being rich, success, that definition is different for everybody. But I can tell you this much, the people that are with you along that journey will dictate how that actually comes to fruition for you, if it ever does in your life. The sad thing is, I see a lot of people justify allowing VDPs to stay in their life forever, whether that's their mom, their dad, their unsupportive spouse or partner, that one best friend, whatever it is, they allow other people's feelings and making them feel comfortable or not wanting to rock the boat to disturb that relationship from ever preventing that, that prevents them from ever achieving their goals in the life that they want. So I just wanted to bring this up today. For one, you to be more aware of who you surround yourself with in your personal life and your professional life, so you know how to best engage with those relationships depending on the person, right? To either protect yourself from those types of people or to lean in and be more intentional with certain types of people. We all have the ability to decide who is in our life. Nobody, they can't decide that for us. You have the ability to decide who you spend your time with, who you give your energy and your attention to, and what you allow to happen in those spaces. Again, I know we all have to deal with our very draining people, but I can set boundaries and limits around that, right? I made a post last Friday on the one thing that I would say has attributed to my success in just being happy, you know, and fulfilled, not only in business, but in more importantly, my personal life. And that is, I'm a loving person, but my standards are not. I'm ruthless with my standards. And so by being aware of what standards you need to set around your VDP people, right? Those draining individuals, or maybe the VMP, the very nice people, or with your very trainable people, or standards with your VIPs, you can then start to play the game of relationship building at a really high level. And I can tell you this much, when you have strategy behind it, doesn't need to mean that it's disingenuous, but when you have intentionality behind how you engage with people and what you do and don't do and what you do allow them to do or to not do in your presence or when you're around them, right? This can completely transform the physical reality and results and outcomes that you get in your own life. And this goes, again, right? Not just in your personal life, this goes in your business. If you want to build a legendary business, if you want to build big wealth, you need to identify and qualify who you have in your corner, in your organization, in that certain role, and who you want to attract and who you want to keep away. So that does it for this week's Friday Food for Thought. Again, this is just to bring some attention around the fact that most people go through every day, whether that's at work or in their personal life, and they don't hold any standards, they don't hold any awareness around who they are truly surrounding themselves with, and they look up in 10, 20, 30, 50 years and go, why the fuck did I spend so much time with that person? Why did I allow that person to prevent me from taking that risk? Why did I stay in that toxic relationship for so long? I don't want you guys to have any of those regrets, and the one thing that will empower you to make changes, to take action, to do the work, is to just be aware. And that's all I do on these Friday Food for Thoughts, is to bring the awareness so that way we can all get in there and do the work. That does it. If you got any kind of value from this, all I ask is that you share this with a friend. Don't forget to leave a review in iTunes or whatever platform you enjoy listening to this content on. If you guys haven't done so already, hit me up. Shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. I'm curious to know, how do you classify yourself? Are you a VIP? Are you a VTP? Are you a VMP? Or are you a VDP? If you're a VDP, don't even hit me up. I'll just set that standard right now. I don't want to talk to you. I'm just playing. But no, for real, don't hit me up. With that being said, text me 844-447-1555. If you guys want access to my free real estate wealth building course, text the word invest to 844-447-1555. If you want to follow more of my day by day, you can always follow my stories and my Instagram at officialmattier. And if you want to know more about working with me and getting direct one-on-one mentorship, you can text the word mentor to that same number, 844-447-1555. With that being said, until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.